You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Holy Days in Jesus. It's a shame that most Christians don't know anything about them, because every holy day points to Jesus. He's the reason for these holy days. He's not the reason for holidays, Christmas, Easter, all the pagan holidays, but he is the reason for every single one of God's commanded holy days. That's right, I said commanded. He tells us to observe them. He commands us to observe them, but most people don't. They ignore them. Just like so many other things that God commands us in the Bible, tells us that we should do, we just give them the finger and we refuse to do it. And it's a shame. It's called rebellion. Now, you guys on this station are pretty intelligent. That's why we're here. You understand that the government lies to us every single day. Well, I'm here to tell you, look at the evidence, check it out. Organized religion is lying to you, and they're lying to you every single day. From the point that they claim you can violate the fourth commandment to the point that they claim that all of the satanic sins that ancient Israel did that God divorced them over, worshiping Baal, pagan holidays, refusing to keep God's commandments, including the Sabbath, see, Israel was a stiff-necked, stubborn people. They were in rebellion. And God divorced them and kicked them out, basically. Threw them out of the house. So, let's pick up. Last show we talked about the Sabbath. Now let's talk about Passover. Did you know that Jesus kept the Passover? That's right, never kept Christmas and Easter, but he kept Passover. Matthew 26:17 says, "Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, 'Where do you want us to go? Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?'" Did you know that Paul taught the Corinthian church to observe Passover in the days of unleavened bread? 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, "Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Paul told the church to keep Passover. You know, Passover is commanded by God. Leviticus 23:4. "These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover." You know, it goes on three times in this chapter, talks about the holy days. It says that they're forever, throughout your generations. Friends, forever has not come and gone. It's not over with. You can't go down to Walmart, get a calendar, flip through it, and find where it says, for the day it says, forever is now here. Forever means forever. Jesus said, "Till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will pass from the law." So, he tells us he didn't come to change it. He didn't come to abolish it. But preacher man, he says that's what Jesus did. So, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe Jesus, or are you going to believe preacher man?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.